Mike, we were all very surprised to see Julius not practicing because he always practices. Was that?
Yeah, it was the coach's decision. He obviously doesn't like to miss practice, so that was a decision I think we need to make. Just give him a day.
That's just to give him a break, day off.
Coach's decision, correct, yes.
Do you feel good about having your O-line intact for Thursday night?
Do I feel good about having the O-line intact for Thursday night? We have some more work to do today. We'll practice tomorrow, and after tomorrow, I'm hopeful that we'll have everybody intact.
What happened to Brian? What happened to Brian? I thought, talking yesterday, you seemed.
Yeah, I thought he was going to. I thought he was going to practice, but he's still working through some things. So, I think you have to be realistic about the time frame that that these guys are going through. So, an extra day or two is important right now. So, with our schedule today, I think a lot of these guys have a chance to bounce back, and we'll see how practice is tomorrow.
About that, how do you like how Demarius and Micah have come through this week so far?
So far, so good. I mean, they practiced yesterday, so we got a bunch of guys that are banged up, and they're all making progress.
What did you see from Corliss yesterday, Mike?
It was good to get him out there. I think any time a player's out of the competition environment, as he's been working exclusively just in the rehab and the workouts and things like that. You have to get your feet back from underneath. You got to get your game legs. And I think you saw some of that.
He's not an option for Thursday, is he? He's probably does he need more time than
the inactives are. We put them on an hour and a half for the game. I've been waiting to say that in here for all year.
Hey, Mike, how much can defensive line play overall set the tone for a defense?
Well, it's line play, period. I think whether you're on offense or defense, I mean, it starts at the line of scrimmage And that's a big part of having success. So defensive line play is important.
Jason asked you a question about Nick Curry yesterday, and you also got Dayton playing outside linebacker. Do you like that rotation? It's probably, even with all players, probably more guys than you've ever had playing outside linebacker.
Oh, I agree. I think that just the opportunity to play all those guys, that they've earned those opportunities, and there's really no need for one guy to play 60 and one guy to play 10, and that's just really our thought process with our whole D-line group and elephant group.
Mike, how important is it to rattle a guy like Stafford early? I mean, against the Eagles, they clearly didn't get to him, and he ends up with 5 touchdowns.
Well, you have to hit the quarterback, or you have to pressure the quarterback, get him off the spot, ever how you want to talk about that. So it's important. But really, the defense starts with stopping the run, because when you stop the run, it gives you a chance to get after the quarterback in the passing game. So, our approach is pretty much the same each and every week. We need to stop the run game. They got 3 backs that can really play, and they all have a unique set of skills. So we got to do a really good job of stopping those guys.
I know you got some time left here, but how's the week gone as far as preparation and all that?
I mean, it's flowing. I mean, this is a Friday for us, so I feel like the tape was pretty good yesterday, and we had a chance to correct it after practice. So we'll walk through all those things today and hit it again, and then we'll get the reps that we can before we get on the plane to Detroit. So I mean, it's going quick. I mean, which I think you would think it would Thursday to Thursday.
How you're going to handle the 3-day weekend kind of depend on the outcome of the game, or do you have a set plan, win, lose, or draw on Thursday night?
The schedule for the weekend hasn't been set yet.